Cosmos, continuation of previous. That's got to do with worldview and how we thereby live. Not the Gita, Kshetra, Kshetra, Gya. You could say this is the understanding of the world given here. But it consists of us who live and then our field of action, where we do what we want to do to fulfill our desires. That's the cosmos and this cosmology. And if someone thinks, but, cosmology is about planets and orbits and galaxies and all of that, and that is a physicalist, materialist cosmology, which with the word cosmos means the physical. So some who study the Bhagavatam for cosmology, they thus look in the fifth canto because there's something there about planets and stuff, things like that. But I'd say that this is a mistaken approach, conditioned by Western materialistic, physicalist views. And if you do it that way, then I understand why some say that, what's the relevance of that? Who cares? Only people, nerdy, scientific, physics people would be interested in that. So, yeah, this is a different point of view, and it's a view that you could say in itself, beautifully, when you understand it, establishes the cosmos of the Bhagavatam as the real one. And why at all talk about cosmos? Well, in the Bhagavatam, in the Puranas, in this old script, in this old knowledge, I don't think they have the word cosmos at all. They talk about the Virat. That's what Shukadev Goswami starts talking about, the Bhagavatam, to Maharaj Parikshit. And why does it start with that? Because he wants Maharaj Parikshit to understand how this world, what this world really is. That all the forms and things and the drama going on here is like a dream, it's like happening on a theater stage. A It's not for real. But what is for real is the Virat, the presence of the Supreme, here in order to uphold and allow us to live out and act out our dreams.